Okay, we could begin the closing ceremony by if the lay community wanted to take the three refuges and the five precepts. Unless you all want to keep the eight precepts. yeah, you get hustling that one on. But it's page 72. So, if you're all ready, then you could bow together three times. Very good. Bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa Buddhang saranang gacchami Dhammang saranang gacchami Sanghang saranang gacchami Duttiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami Duttiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami Duttiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami Ti sarana gamanang nititang Panatipata vairamanisikapadang samadhiyami I undertake the precept to refrain from taking the life of any living creature. Adinadana vairamani sikapadang samadhiyami I undertake the precept to refrain from taking that which is not given.
I
Game sumi chachara hoer mani sikapandang samadhiyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from sexual misconduct. Mosawada hoer mani sikapandang samadhiyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from false and harmful speech. Sura mereya maja pamadatana hoer mani sikapandang samadhiyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from consuming intoxicating drink and drugs which lead to carelessness. Immani pancha sikapandani silena sukatinyanti silena bhoga sambada silena nibhutinyanti tasma silang visota ye. Okay, so having set that intention or the placing the refuges and precepts central to one's the beginning of going back out of the retreat back into one's situation. In the world, family, work, all of the different responsibilities, duties that we have, is having the having the tools rely on in order to live skillfully in the world, and that the foundation is really these refuges and precepts for everything, whether we're practicing meditation on retreat or whether we're living with responsibilities in the world. Refuges and precepts are really the basis for our growth and maturity and protection. It's not a small thing. It's easy to overlook their importance because they're so fundamental. But the when the fundamentals are not solid, then it's easy to wander astray, wander off, find oneself in. How did I end up here? So that clarifying those refuges and precepts and returning to them. Reflecting, investigating on how to, truly manifest them in one's life, and also, I think as we leave the retreat, then to be considering how to have the supports for one's continuity of practice. And Debbie mentioned quite a few things yesterday that were very helpful. And one of the things that comes up in my mind is an emphasis that Ajahn Chah would make on the continuity of practice, like a continuity of practice, a consistency of practice. And when we say that continuity of practice, it doesn't mean that there's some kind of, some bar way up there where you've got to be kind of pedal to the metal with one's spiritual practice and keep it sort of this constant sort of striving. It's not really how it works. It's really around how we create structures for ourselves that we have a confidence and an ease and a clarity of purpose. there's a story that Ajahn Mahabua tells, and in terms of somebody who kind of exemplifies and teaches that kind of putting forth effort, being kind of unremitting in one's application of diligence. that's the tone that comes across. And he tells a story of when he was sick with malaria, and he was kind of out of it, and tired, washed out. Because malaria really washes you out, because it breaks down your blood cells. So you, it comes in afternoon, and it's afternoon chore time, sweeping time. Ajahn Mahabua comes out of his dwelling place to do the chores, and is sweeping and trying to keep up the routine. And Ajahn Mun came out and saw him and just blasted him. Said, get back to your dwelling place and go rest, go sleep. this is just stupid. you're not practicing like a Buddhist at all. he said, if you're practicing like a Hindu ascetic, in the stories of the suttas in the time of the Buddha, these kind of naked ascetics doing all these extreme austerities. And he said, you're practicing like a Hindu ascetic. If you're a Buddhist, Buddhism is a way of understanding. And you can't understand anything if you keep running yourself down. It was really quite beautiful in that sense of, the assumption is, there's always has to be, you have to keep pushing. That continuity of practice is not necessarily just how you what you do externally, it's more what you do internally. learning how to internalize the practice, learning how to bring refuges and precepts into the heart, learning how to just learning how to have the skills that allows a sense of interest in the Dhamma, interest in truth to be sustained and sustainable, so that these refuges and precepts are a really important foundation, and also understanding that these are tools for our benefit when we incline our heart and intention toward these refuges and precepts, and we support ourselves, and also in ways that Devi mentioned yesterday, the Kalyanamitta is so important. But also that how do we internalize that Kalyanamitta? How can we be a Kalyanamitta to ourselves? Learning how to be a good spiritual friend to ourselves. And trying to set up routines for oneself, and sometimes trying to get a schedule where just getting used to doing something at a particular time, and that's what you do. For myself, I've been living in a monastery for so long that it gets to be 4 a.m. and it's what you do. You get up and you start practicing. It's just is kind of it becomes second nature. So that those setting up of routines for oneself, of setting up routines of that and paying attention to what is actually helpful for oneself. Some people are morning people, some people are definitely not morning people. And you have to be able to adjust your own rhythm and setting these kind of schedules for oneself. But the main thing is setting time aside and starting to, by doing it on a regular basis, it starts to become kind of sacrosanct. This is one's sacred time for oneself and for one's spiritual practice. I think it's important to have the physical reminders as well of having a shrine is so helpful, so supportive, so that creating a shrine and that's where one goes to, and one has the images, either kind of a small statue or a picture or something of the Buddha, of one's spiritual guides and teachers, making a space that when you go to sit there, there's a feeling there, and it's cultivating that feeling, and then when one goes to sit there, and even if The mind doesn't get all that peaceful sometimes, but it inclines in a certain direction because it's you've done it over and over again. The associations are around the refuges, meditation, themes of Dhamma, so that you're imbuing a space with a certain feeling and kind of a field of energy, so to speak. So those are helpful in finding a quiet space in one's home or a quiet corner in one's a dwelling space. Oftentimes, like when I travel, I'll always have an image with me, so that when it doesn't matter where I am, I've got an image that I set up in a particular space, and it's not, it's not big. I don't need another suitcase for my Buddha image. it's just small, but it's a reminder, and then I can bow, I can bring to mind these refuges, and I just find it really helpful. It sets a tone that is a helpful reminder. So these are kind of you might call them like adhitanas, or these setting up of determinations doing things in a certain way. And there's a strength that comes to the heart when we do something that is clearly determined in our mind, and there's a clear intention, and we follow through on it. It has that accumulative power, and that's why one of the baramis, the spiritual qualities, is adhitana, and it has an effect. That's the word barami. It has the connotation of that which carries over, and so that these wholesome qualities help to carry us over from confusion to clarity, from agitation to peace. So those are there. We rely on these qualities by drawing close to them, giving them importance, and the props are important. The things, the routines that we set up, the physical spaces, See, that's why we all live in a monastery. It's a great prop. It's incredible support, and also that in terms of the monastery is available for everybody. It isn't sort of end of Thanksgiving retreat. I won't see them. Won't see the Bhayagiri monastics until next Thanksgiving. So, well, the monastery is there. Just get your butt up there. The opportunity is there for people to tap in, to plug in, it is a support for everybody. And the as we reflect on these refuges, precepts, the qualities that we bring in to helping to support ourselves in practice, these are, it's It's not a small thing. I was thinking of the, you know, just like that, having a drawing close to good spiritual friends. This is when the Buddha lays out the conditions for stream entry. Points to four conditions. Two of them are external, two of them are internal. The external one is the Sapurisa Sangseva, which is that association with good people, association with noble beings. So that drawing close, spiritual friendship, kalyana mitta. And then the second quality is also an external one, in the sense of it's a dhamma savana, which is to hear the good dhamma, to listen to teachings, and nowadays, I mean, there's say in the Buddha's time, then that was the only avenue to draw close and to hear the teachings. that's incredibly important, but it's also given society that we're in and the realities of distance and whatnot, then oftentimes it's not directly possible, but it's possible through so many different means of the audio recordings of teachings are available not just our own teachings, but I mean just huge array of teachings available for supporting one's interest in study and practice of Buddhism. Books and literature that's available, very extensive. You go YouTube. I mean, it's amazing what you can find on YouTube. there's just so many resources. So that saddhamma savana, to hear the good dhamma, to listen to teachings, and sometimes it's not necessarily in a completely formal situation. These days, one of my favorite times for listening to Dhamma is an old hip injury coming back to haunt me. I haven't been able to walk up and down the hill, so at Abhayagiri. But physiotherapist wants me walking, but he doesn't want me walking up or down. So he wants me walking on the flat. Well, flat doesn't exist at Abhayagiri. So I got a treadmill, and I got it for free. Somebody was giving it away in Ukiah. It was perfect timing. I get on the treadmill, put audio recordings on, do my walking, listen to Dhamma talks on my treadmill. That's great. There's all sorts of ways that we can be doing it, and just following through on that interest, and that starts filling out that idea of continuity of practice that Ajahn Chah emphasizes so much. And since you're getting a continuity of our practice and training. And of course it relies on an internal continuity as well, in the sense that in those factors for stream entry, the last two are internal ones, and the third one is wise attention or considered reflection, yoniso manasikara, so that, it's like prodding oneself to reflect carefully, to consider direct attention in a skillful way, that taking care with the where we direct our attention, so that yoniso manasikara, that inner reflective inclination is so important. And then the last quality is dhammanu dhamma patibhata, so that practicing dhamma in accordance with dhamma, that takes reflection also. It's sort of like Ajahn Mahabua, thinking that practicing dhamma meant having to be be pushing and forcing and doing one's duty at all times in all the external ways, and on a certain level it's true if the circumstances allow that or are appropriate, but practicing dhamma in accordance with dhamma is also being able to tune things to what is appropriate, what is skillful, what is beneficial, what is actually going to support that growth in dhamma. So there's an inner reflection and considering that's taking place. So these are qualities that we bring, but as you're saying, arising out of that spiritual friendship, drawing close to good people, and you think because oftentimes one thing puts something like stream entry up on this in this huge high pedestal that is, it's not really reachable, not really accessible in our minds and in our belief, but that isn't how the Buddha taught it. Mm-hmm. It isn't how the Buddha presented it. It isn't what the Buddha was trying to encourage for us. That entering of the stream of Dhamma is something to be to reflect on and see. This would be a whole different ball game. life would be take on a whole different flavor. It's not that far away, it's not that distant, it's not that inaccessible. It's just is adjusting so that one is aligning with Dhamma. Because that last quality, practicing Dhamma in accordance with Dhamma, because that's most of our practice is practicing Dhamma in accordance with our greed, hatred, and delusion. that's a problem here. and it's not that far away, and that's why it's difficult in the sense that one of the problems oftentimes is we often don't see the Dhamma because we're looking over there, and it's right here. It's right in front of us, but we keep looking over there because that's where we think it should be. But the Buddha is always trying to get us to draw it inwards, lead it inwards, to realize it for ourselves. So this is more than a fantasy. It's something that we should be considering in terms of how do we take these teachings, this practice, back with us. We take the peace that we've experienced, the clarity that we've experienced, taking it back with us. You don't have to leave it here. So you just take it home with you. Okay, so we had as an ending of the retreat, the ceremony where the Sangha would like to do some blessing chants, protection chants, the paritta chanting. And these are traditional protective and blessing verses. Some of them are direct recollections of Buddha Dhamma Sangha. Some are recollections of occasions within the Buddha's time bringing them to mind. That blessing and potency, allowing that to just sort of be steeped in that. While we're chanting, just encourage everybody to sit quietly with the use it as a meditation, but let the ear hear the cadence of the sound, let the heart feel the intention of well wishing that we have. Let the heart kind of tune to the, say, the qualities that are being. The language that we're chanting is Pali, but most of the teachings and the occasions are pretty familiar to all of you, and that you know, recollecting those things that are our highest blessings, and also will making some holy water, sprinkle you with it after, cool you all down. And these blessing cords are out, sort of getting steeped in these protections. And then after we can be tying. Tying cords on you all as a reminder, something to recollect this retreat and the teachings that you've been reflecting on and practicing with and learning from. Janiko, you want to call the devas?
Paritavana sameta paranda avikita citta paretang banantu sage kame charupe girisi karatate chantalike vimane dipe rate chagame taruwana gahane gehavatum hikete Bhumma jayantu deva jalatala visameyaka gandaba naga titanta santikeyang muniwara wachanang sarawome sunantu Buddha dasana kalo ayam badanta Dhamma savana kalo ayam badanta Sangha parirupa sana kalo ayam badanta
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddha Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Bhutang Saranam Gacchami Dhammam Saranam Gacchami Sanghang Saranam Gacchami Dutiyam Di Bhutang Saranam Gacchami Dutiyam Di Dhammam Saranam Gacchami Dutiyam Di Sanghang Saranam Gacchami Tatiyam Di Bhutang Saranam Gacchami Tatiyam Di Dhammam Saranam Gacchami Tatiyam Di Sanghang Saranam Gacchami Yocakuma Mohamalapakato Samang Wabuto Sugato Vimuto Marasapasa Vinimo Jayanto Pape Sike Mang Janatang Vinayang Bhutang Varantang Sirasanama Miloka Sanatan Javena Yakanja Tande Jasate Jayasiddhi Hotu Sabandaraya Javena Samendu Dhammo Dajoyo Viyatasa Sadhu Dase Siloka Savisuddhi Magang Niyani Kodamandara Sandari Satavaho Sandikaro Sujino Dhammang Varantang Sirasanamami Moha Pandala Upasanda Dahang Tante Jasate Jaya Siddhi Hotu Sabandaraya Javina Samendu Sadhamma Sena Sugatanu Goyo Loka Sapapu Pakile Sajeta Sando Sayang Santiniyo Jako Jasavakata Dhammang Viditangaroti Sangam Varandang Sirasana Mami Buddhanu Buddhang Samasilati Tindante Jasate Jaya Siddhi Hotu Sabandaraya Javina Samindu Namo Alato Samma Sambuddha Samahe Sino Namo Hutama Dhamma Sasavakata Sevate Nita Namo Mahasangasa Pivisuddha Sila Dittino Namo Homataya Radha Saratana Daya Sasadukam Namo Omaka Tita Sata Sawadu Daya Sapinamokara Vambhavena
naviga chandu padava namokara nupave nasuati hotu sambada namokara sate jena vidimi homi Tejavahase vanna jambala nang pandita nang chase vanna puja chapuja niyana etam mangala mutamang patiloka desa vaso chapube chakata punyata hata samma panirija etam mangala mutamang bahusa chanjase panjavina Yo chasusi kindo sumbasinda chayava cha etam kalamotamang mata pitu upatanang bhutandara sasanga ho anakula
chakamanta etam
kalamotamang dananja dhamma chariya chayatakananja sanga ho hanava jani kamma Anieta mangala mutamang arati vilati papa majapana jasanyamo apamado jadame sueta mangala mutamang arlovo janiva toja sanduti jakatan yuta
kalena tama
savanang eta mangala mutamang kande So vacha santa samana nanjada sanangale na dhamma sakacha eta mangala mutamang dapo cha brahmacharya jahariya sacha nanda sanang nibbana sacha kiliya cha eta mangala mutamang puta saloka dhamme hijetang yasana kambatiya so Kang vira chang e mang e ta mangala mo tamang e ta disani katwana sama tamaparla jinda sama taso tinga chanti tande sang mangala mo tamandi ang kinji vendang
hidawa hurang wasage suwayang
ratanang manitang nano samanga Tathagatena hidam vibhunde Ratanang manitang etena sache Nasuvati hotu kayam viragam Namatang manitang yada Jagasakya muni sammahito Natena dhamme Nasamati kinchi hidam vidamme Ratanang manitang etena sache Nasuvati hotu Yam Buddha Seto Parivana Yesu Ching Samadhi Manandari Kanyama Usamadhi Na Tena Samona Vijati Hidam Vidam Me Ratanang Manitang Etena Sachena Suvati Hotu Ye Pugala Hata Satang Vasata Chata Rietari Yugani Hondi Teda Kineya Sugata Sasavaka Ete Sudinani Mahapalani Hidambi Sange Ratanang Banitang Ete Nasachena Suwati Hotu Yesu Payuta Manasandal Hena Nikami No Gotamasa Sandami Te Patipata Hamatang Vigaya Lada Mudani Nibhuting munjamana idam visange ratanam paniyatang etena sachena suvati hotu Bulanang gawang nati sambawang virata chita yati ke bhavasaming deki na bija haviruli chanda nirbandi dira yatayam padipo idam sangye ratanang banitang ne te na sa che na su wa ti ho tu me tan yu sa va lo ka sa ming ma na sam pa va ye a pa ri ma na ng u tang a do cha ti ri an cha ha sam pa tang a we lang a sa pa tang di tan ja lang ni si no a sa ya no a ya va ta sa vi ga ta mi a do e tang sa ting Aditya Brahma Metam Viharam Idamma Uditin Jarupakamma Silavatasane Nasambhano Game Suvinaya Gedam Nahi Jandukabhasaya Punaretiti Dukapata Janir Dukapayapata Janir Baya Sokapata Jani soka hondusa pepipani no etavata jamme sambadam bunya sambadam sabe deva anumodantu sabasampati seti adanam nadantu sadaya sila Rakandu sabada bhavana birata hondu kachandu devata gada sambe bunda balapata pache kadancha yang balang arahanta nancha teje narakang banda misambaso itipiso bhagava arahang sambha sambuddho vichacha Rana sambano sugato loka vidu anuta ropurisa dhamma sarati sata deva manusanang buddho bhagavati savakato bhagavata dhammo sanditiko akaliko dehi pasiko opanaiko pajatam vedita bovinyo hiti Supatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Ujupatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Yayapatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Samichipatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Yadidangjatari Purisa Yukaniya Tapurisa Pogala Esa Bhagavato Savaka Sango Pahuneyo Pahuneyo Dakineyo Anjali Karaniyo Anutaran Punya Ketang Lokasati Mahakaluniko Nato Itaya Sabapadinang Purito Aparami Sabapato Sambodimutamang Etena sacha vachena hotu te jaya mangalam jayanto bodhiya mule sakyana nandivadano evanga vang vijayo hohi jaya sujaya mangale aparajita palanke sise pata vipokare abhiseke sambabuddhanang akapa Pato pamodati sunakatang sumangalang supapatang sutitang sukano sumuhuto jasuyetang brahmachari supadakinang gayakamang wajakamang padakinang padakinang manokamang panitite padakina padakina nikatwanalapan Pandate Pandakine Bhavatu Sabha Mangalang Rakandu Sabha Devata Sabha Buddha Nubhavena Sada Soti Bhavantu Te Bhavatu Sabha Mangalang Rakandu Sabha Devata Sabha Dhamma Nubhavena Sada Soti Bhavantu Te Bhavatu
tu sabba mangalam rakantu sabba devata sabba sanghanu ave nasarasoti avantu te.
I will do the say the chant that we do while I do the water sprinkling is chant called the Buddha's Jayant. It's the Jayamangala. So it's the Buddha's the protection of the Buddha's blessing. So or the protection of the Buddha's victory. So that it's recollecting the Buddha's victory of over greed, hatred, and delusion. So that, and of course, always the symbol of, or the connotation of Nibbana is always coolness. So that clear, clean, cool water is a great way of reminding ourselves. That's our possibility also. We'll do the chant as a blessing to you all and spread it around. Jayando bodhiya mole sakya
Jaya Sujaya Mangalaya Parajita Palanke Sise Patavi Pokare Abiseke Sababudanangaga Pato Pamodati Sunakatang Sumangalang Supapatang Suhutitang Sukano Sumuhuto Chasuyetang Brahmachari Supadakina kaya kamang wacha kamang pada kinang pada kinang mano kamang te pada kina pada kina nikatwana labanta te pada kine.
Pardon? They don't need it. they're pretty cool, hopefully. Has a nature to arise, has a nature to cease, so that let's say the end of the retreat, and you know, I think to just acknowledge the obvious generosity materially, but there's been a generosity of spirit that everybody has displayed. And also have the able to take back with you, this quality of generosity. I brought it up a few, you know, a few times of how that sense of giving is also an opportunity for giving up, and that you know, it's a great source of joy and well-being, happiness. And so that to be able to, yeah, the end of the retreat, and having you know, lived with this and this generosity and kindness, to be able to take that back with you, take that with you. These are qualities that we can carry them in our heart, and to be able to allow them to be a source of yeah, joy and well-being, take these qualities from the retreat and go back to your lives in the world, and glow with it. Don't just go with it, you can glow with it. So, well, I think as appropriate ending of the retreat, it would be nice for all of us to chant the sharing of blessings chant. Verses of sharing and aspiration. I think it's page 27 or something. Yeah, page 27. And setting that in that intention in the heart, sharing the goodness that has been generated here, and dedicating it to parents, relatives, friends, a family. Bringing that to heart. Now let us chant the verses of sharing and aspiration through the goodness that arises from my practice. May my spiritual teachers and guides of great virtue, my mother, my father, and my relatives, the sun and the moon, and all virtuous leaders of the world, may the highest gods and evil forces, celestial beings, guardian spirits of the earth, and the Lord of death, may those who are friendly, indifferent, or hostile, may all beings receive the blessings of my life. May they soon attain a threefold bliss and realize the deathless through the goodness that arises from my practice and through this act of sharing. May all desires and attachments quickly cease, and all harmful states of mind, until I realize Nibbana in every kind of birth. May I have an upright mind with mindfulness and wisdom, austerity and vigor. May the forces of delusion not take hold, nor weaken my resolve. The Buddha is my excellent refuge, and surpassed is the protection of the Dhamma. The solitary Buddha is my noble lord. The Sangha is my supreme support. Through the supreme power of all these, may darkness and delusion be dispelled. And pay respects to the Buddha Dhamma Sangha. The Lord, the perfectly enlightened and blessed one, I render homage to the Buddha, the blessed one. The teaching so completely explained by him, I bow to the Dhamma. The Blessed One's disciples who have practiced well, I bow to the Sangha.